It's 5:39. You got downtown March Madness underway. And one of those teams participating in the field this year, the Providence Friars, who go in as a number 9 seed. To help us learn more about them, we're joined on the phone by our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Oh, Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, Richard, go Friars, kid. Friars, 9 seed in the tourney, kid.
Right. They ain't had a team this good since Annie D was hucking them up.
Oh, Richard, you know, before we get into talking NCAA, I just want to say, you know, there was a headline, you know, I like the Portland Press Herald, but man, oh, man, I mean, Rich Kimble is not your typical sports talk host? Well, duh, we already knew that.
Yeah, because I know nothing about sports. That's a big part of it right there.
that is part of it. That's true. You know, you have to read a little bit of that article to actually figure that sort of thing out.
Yeah, or listen.
Congrats, I wrote the article. It was really great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, thanks for being on, Nick. Good talking with you. That was.
That's all you needed, huh? Yeah,
just okay, come great, on, yeah. Pump the article and get on with your thing. Okay. Let's talk basketball, man. You got a lot of big things going on down there, but this Providence team got people buzzing. And we were saying earlier, a great team, fun to watch, and arguably the best player in the country.
Yeah, Providence has been, it's been an interesting season because the Friars started out 14-1, and as you said, the country was a buzz, not just Friartown, but the country was a buzz, and, you know, Chris Dunn really is a special player to watch, and I think PC hit sort of a, I don't know if they were just, it was a coasting through sort of thing. I know there was an illness that went through the team, but in February, there was sort of a rough stretch there. They lost 6 of 8 in the Big East, and they, especially the loss at DePaul was the most head-scratching loss of the season, because it's just DePaul was not very good this year. The team BC should have taken care of, but nonetheless, then they go out and they beat Villanova in Philly in overtime. That was one of their signature wins, so it was just a weird stretch going through conference play, but they sort of picked it up here down the stretch. They won their last 3 Big East games, and then they pounded Butler in the Big East quarterfinals. I mean, just what a show Chris Dunn put on, what a show Ben Bentel put on, who really is the most valuable player for this team this year. And so, yeah, they're playing good basketball at the right time. They hit a little bit of a snag with Villanova in the Big East tournament. Villanova's a very good team. You're not going to beat them every time out, but there's some potential there for Providence to make a little bit of a run here in the tournament.
You can definitely see the opportunity is there for them to beat USC, but can you make a case for them to go through the Tar Heels, who are playing arguably some of the best defense in college basketball the last 3 weeks?
Absolutely. I think so, Ryan. I think with the matchup, if they were to get past USC, which, you know, that's a great matchup in itself, especially the guard position with Dunn, and with Jacobs, I mean, that's a great matchup. But then you would go on, and you'd have Dunn and Marcus Paige. And Marcus Paige played the Friars a couple of years ago, and Bryce Botten, he had a game against UNC. And this was Providence, I think, as a, you know, an 11 seed, I think, in that tournament. They just won the Big East tournament, sort of a Cinderella story at the time. Now it's Providence. He's got some talent there. They are on the radar, and that would be a fun matchup to watch. Defensively, I think Ed Cooley has his team playing very well. The tough thing for Providence is, and it's been this way all season, is they don't have a lot of height. They don't have a lot of length. I mean, their tallest guy is, I think, Bentel at 6'8", and that's been an issue. We knew that was going to be an issue going into the season. It's one of those things where Ed Cooley has said, you just kind of will yourself to the hoop, will yourself to the boards and try to get that basketball. And you know, it's going to be an issue with USC, and, you know, if they were to get to UNC, it would be an issue there, too. But they've got a chance because they do play very good defense, and it'll be fun to watch either way.
For much of the year, Providence, like the rest of us in New England, are sort of part of the Boston sports scene and follow that as insiders. But when Providence basketball is playing well, that's pretty much the biggest story of the year, really, as far as the fans in Providence are concerned, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's I always say when I'm talking to, it's funny, when I talk to you, they're like, interns that I work with or kids that are trying to aspire as sports broadcasters, I tell them, well, you know, when I was in Bangor, Maine back in the day, I covered the University of Maine hockey team, and when they're playing well, everything's A-OK up in that part of the country. And so I say, you know, in Providence, when the PC Friars are playing well, all is well. And I would say the same goes for the URI Rams, too, because they're just as big a part of the market, you know, and they are on the way back, so that could be a big story in the next year or two. But you're right, when PC basketball is playing well and has a program that is on the radar, people get Friar fever.
Now, are the Rams going to lose their coach?
That's a good question, because Danny Hurley is a New Jersey guy, and Rutgers just fired their coach. They're coming calling. I've seen reports that they're in discussions. If any job, this would probably be the one right now for Danny Hurley to leave for. I think the things that work against Rutgers are it's been sort of a black hole for coaching jobs and coaching careers. Because nobody's been able to turn it around. And the fact that if Danny was to stay, next year is going to be, could be a great year for the URI Rams. This year was supposed to be a good year, but they lost their top scorer, E.C. Matthews, to an ACL tear the first half of the first game of the season. He should be back next year. Their best defensive player will be back from a knee injury next year. Their young guys have gotten more years' experience, so... if Danny was to stay, he's going to have a good team that he can coach that'll contend for the Atlantic 10 title next year, no doubt. So, and if he does do that, say he goes out and wins the Atlantic 10 title, he could probably get any job he wants, not just Rutgers. So it's sort of an interesting decision, but money talks. And if Rutgers was to throw him a big deal, a Big Ten deal, he might take it. So we'll see. Stay tuned on that.
Nick Coyd, ABC 6 in Providence with us. Nick, I know you're a big baseball guy. Any concerns about the Red Sox pitching after watching Porcello struggle yesterday and some of the early season problems for at least a few of the guys?
I guess, but I spring training is spring training. They're not gonna go lights out for 7 innings, and I think we've fallen into the trap of overanalyzing things in spring training, though I think it's fair to say when Pablo Sandoval shows up as big as he did to spring camp, I think it's a concern. But, you know, I think we overanalyze things, and I think pitchers go out there in spring training. They're not trying to go out there and pitch 7 shutout innings. They're experimenting with things. They're working around things. They're trying to get back into a rhythm, so by the time the real games start, they're in top-notch form. So I'm not worried about it yet.
I like that confidence right there. And even Hanley doesn't worry you.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. I know you don't want to overanalyze, but I guess you made a nice little scoop today on the backhand at first base from a bad throw from their fat third baseman. So, hey, you know, we'll see. It'd be encouraging.
It's first base. How tough can it be?
There's some toughness to it, but, you know, the thing is he used to be an infielder, so putting him back in the infield, I mean, it can't get any worse than left field, so, you know, that was a whole clown show, so, you know, maybe his clown shoes are a little smaller this year. We'll see.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Nick Coyd, ABC6 Providence. I hope it's a nice long run for the Friars. We look forward to cheering them on from afar, and as always, thank you so much for visiting with us here on the old radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure, as always, Richard and Ryan and Zach. And, go Friars. Friars Town's buzzing, kids. They're going to make a run.
There you go. Get them fired up there on Federal Hill, all right?
Yeah. When the Saints go marching in, go Friars.
Beautiful. Thanks, man. Nick Coyd, ABC6, Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, smallest state in the country. 548 on downtown. We'll